I'm sure you've seen the beautiful but very complex characters in Chinese writing. Well, it turns out that may be dying away, and the culprit is texting. The Chinese text more than any other population in the world, and that's led some people to believe that they're forgetting how to write Chinese characters because they only use romanized words, versions of words, when they're typing texts and digital messages. Barbara Demick joins us now. She's the Beijing bureau chief of the Los Angeles Times, and she joins us from Mongolia. Good morning. Well, not morning there, but hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, good morning, New York. I'm a New Yorker, so.
I understand that this has become such a common problem in China, they even have a word for it now, forgetting how to write Chinese characters.
That's right. We call it qibi wangzi, meaning pick up your pen, forget your character. People go to write, and the same way that we have senior moments where we can't remember how to write a word, they can't remember these characters that they've spent their entire childhood practicing. You know, an enormous amount of the Chinese education system is memorizing the characters. But now the way you usually do it, most people, at least the younger people, when they send a text message, rather than writing the character with a stylus, they write the pinyin, which is the romanization. If you were writing, for example, Beijing, you would write B-E-I, and it would pick the correct character, which means north. And then you would write Jing, J-I-N-G, and it would pick the character. So with time, you know, my friends who are in their 20s say they can barely write by hand anymore. They can't do a shopping list or a note to a friend. It's all done by text.
So how is the Chinese government responding to this? I must assume that they're concerned.
You know, they're probably not as concerned as they should be. The Ministry of Education has talked about introducing extra calligraphy classes. And, you know, it is discussed. There have been some academic conferences, but it's very hard to fix the problem because the Chinese already spent their entire childhood learning to write the characters, but you can't force people to continue doing it through adulthood. The problem starts, you know, basically when you finish middle school, and if you're continuing your education, you get a computer and write on computer, and if you're just a laborer, you'll at least have a cell phone, and when you're sending a message to your friend, you'll probably, you know, write out the romanization. Some older people will still write the character with a stylus, and there is that system, but increasingly the young people just do it by the romanization.
Well, because this is so rampant among the younger population of China, is this the kind of thing where people are afraid that it will die, Chinese writing will die out within one or two generations?
They're definitely afraid. And, you know, this is really a cultural crisis because these Chinese characters, you know, epitomize Chinese culture. It's not something that's incidental to China.
All right. Well, I guess that's a little worse than son saying lol when he's amused.
It's a kind of a Marshall McLuhan sort of moment there.
Scary precipice that we're on. Barbara Demick is the Beijing bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times. She joined us from Mongolia.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.